Chapter 1. A Young Sailor. I was born in 1872, near Oslo, Norway. My father was a prosperous ship owner, and he told me a lot of stories about explorers like Marco Polo and Christopher Columbus. From a very young age, travel fascinated me, and I asked to hear father's stories again and again. Roald, my boy, father said, sailing and exploring are only for the strong and the brave. Did I tell you about the Franklin expedition of 1847 on the British Royal Navy ship? Captain John Franklin led the expedition. He wanted to cross the Northwest Passage through the Arctic from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. But halfway there, they got stuck in the ice. What happened to them, Father? I asked. All 128 men in the expedition died, including Franklin. They lost their way on the ice and didn't survive the extreme conditions. These stories didn't scare me. They inspired me. I wanted to try exploring too, and to survive the experience. I desperately wanted to travel to the Arctic Circle and see the North Pole. I started sleeping with my windows open, even during the freezing Norwegian winters. I wanted to prepare myself for a life of polar exploration. When I was 16, Norwegian explorer Fridtjof Nansen was the first man to cross Greenland in the Arctic Circle. He did it, so I can do it too, I thought. But my mother had other ideas for me. My older brothers were all sailors and sea captains, but my mother said, "Roald is my youngest son. All his brothers are at sea. It's enough. Roald must study and become a doctor." I could not break her heart. I was the good son. So I moved to Oslo to study medicine at the University of Christiania. I sat in the library and tried to study. But when I saw a picture of a ship or an iceberg, I wanted to travel far away. My mother died when I was 21. And I missed her terribly. For a few weeks, I stayed in the university. I tried to study, but my heart wasn't in it. One night, I dreamed my mother was calling me from the ocean. "Come, Roald," she said. "I will watch over you." The next day, I left university and started my new life as a sailor. Like all new sailors, I started at the bottom. I worked on every ship I could, but the work was boring. I wanted adventure and a challenge. Then my brother Leon had a crazy idea. He said, "Let's cross Hardangervidda Plateau on skis." This was Northern Europe's biggest mountain plateau, and the route passed majestic mountains, spectacular waterfalls, and the most beautiful fjords in Norway. I knew it was dangerous, but I didn't care. "Let's do it," I said. After a few days, my brother and I lost our way in a blizzard, and it was very frightening. We hid in mountain caves of ice until the blizzard stopped. When we finally came out of the snow-covered mountains, we were very thin and white. A local farmer thought we were ghosts. What an experience. But I was ready to return to the sea. Once you fall in love with the ocean, there's no turning back. I joined the Belgica, the Belgian Antarctic Expedition of 1897. I was only the first mate, but I didn't care. We left Antwerp in August, heading for the Antarctic. Our captain, Adrian de Gerlache, warned us that the journey was going to be difficult. But it was harder than anyone imagined. We didn't have enough equipment, food, or winter clothing. Some of the crew left the ship because of the conditions, and soon there were not enough men on board. But there was no way to turn back, so we sailed further south. Things got worse and worse. On the way to Antarctica, one of the sailors fell overboard and died. It was terrible to see him sink into the cold, dark water. Then the men started to become ill one after another. Some started to get scurvy. We needed food desperately. We caught penguins and seals, but the captain said, "Don't eat them yet. Save the meat for winter." Finally, even the captain was sick, and the cat, Nansen, named after the Norwegian explorer Fridtjof Nansen, died of cold and hunger. I wanted to cry, but it was too cold. Was this the great dream I wanted so much?